Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Thursday, February 15th. Former President Donald Trump has two critical hearings today. The first could decide whether he'll go to trial before the November election over the charges he's facing for allegedly covering up a hush money scheme. It's scheduled to start next month, but Trump's team wants a delay. He's accused of falsifying business records to hide payments sent to reimburse his former lawyer for money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels to stop her going public over an alleged affair with Trump. Trump has denied that affair and pleaded not guilty, but if he's convicted, he could face up to 4 years in prison. And in Georgia, a judge is deciding whether to remove the Fulton County DA's office from the election interference case over Fannie Willis's relationship with lead prosecutor Nathan Wade. He's expected to be the first witness to give evidence at the hearing, and Willis has previously warned that without her office, the case against Trump and his associates could fall apart. Israeli special forces have entered the Al-Nasser hospital in southern Gaza. The military says it has credible information that the bodies of dead hostages taken on October 7th may be inside. But it comes just a day after hundreds of civilians were forced to leave the hospital, which they had been using as a shelter, and the Hamas-controlled health ministry says more than 1,500 displaced people are still inside. CNN's Nick Robertson has more.
Hey Joe, the IDF say they've arrested a number of suspects inside the Al-Nasser hospital in Khan Yunis in Gaza. They say this is a precise and limited operation, that they have credible intelligence that hostages were held in the hospital and may be buried there. Doctors at the health facility say that the IDF has stormed the compound, broken walls to get in, the orthopedic clinic was hit, the oxygen line cut. One person at least died early on Thursday morning, and doctors and health officials say that hundreds of displaced people were forced out of the hospital Wednesday, snipers shooting at some of those people leaving the hospital.
The health ministry says the hospital is the largest remaining medical facility in the Strip that's still functioning.
For us, who's better, Biden or Trump?
Biden, because he is a more experienced person, he is predictable, he is a politician of an old formation.
That was Russia's President Vladimir Putin, answering a pro-Kremlin journalist on Russian TV last night. It's the first time Putin has commented on this year's presidential election, as tensions between Democrats and Republicans rise over the White House's efforts to send more military aid to Ukraine. They also come one day after President Joe Biden accused Trump of having, quote, bowed down to a Russian dictator, urging Republicans in Congress to defy Trump and vote for a funding package. And it came as Russia launched a wave of deadly airstrikes across Ukraine last night. Japan isn't the third largest economy in the world anymore. Germany is. GDP shrank for two quarters in a row in 2023 in Japan, putting it into a recession and moving it to fourth place. CNN's Hanako Montgomery explains.
It's a reflection of Japan's changing demographics. So as we know, Japan is facing a demographic crisis. Over 10% of its population is over the age of 80, and nearly a third of the country is 65 and above, which is of retirement age. Now, what this means for the country is that it's less productive. There are less people making money in the country, less people spending money in the country. So naturally, the GDP shrinks and shrinks.
This comes as the UK has also slipped into a recession after two quarters of shrinking GDP at the end of 2023. A Detroit Pistons player was arrested before last night's game. We'll tell you why next. A Detroit Pistons player was arrested and cited for punching a Phoenix Suns player before their game last night. Police say Isaiah Stewart was arrested for assault and then let go after an argument with Drew Eubanks escalated and officers were called to reports of a fight. The Suns went on to beat the Pistons in Phoenix in a game Stewart was already set to miss because of an injury. The NBA and the Pistons say they're looking into the incident, and CNN has reached out to Stewart's representative for comment. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.